This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
George Sinn is on the line. How do you spell your last name, George?
S-H-I-N-N, Shin.
Shin, and he was a poor boy. And I like stories like this, from rags to riches, no doubt about it, and couldn't even afford to go to the business school he wanted to go to. He'll tell you all about that in a moment, how he got in, and then he ended up starting a whole line of business school, sold them for $35 million, then decided he was going to start a team called the Hornets, NBA team, and most importantly, though, is his affection and dedication and submission and surrender to Jesus as your Lord and Savior. At what age did you come to know Jesus, really come to know him, George?
Well, I was baptized at a young age, but I was really young. That was mostly persuasion by my mom, but my mom had taught me, Rhett, that... she said, "You're young. You don't understand. Right now, you're getting, you're eating regularly. Everything's fine. But there's going to be times in your life. Dark days will come, and I just want to give you the sound advice that the strongest source of strength known to mankind." Is when a mere human being like you or me will have the courage to get down on his knees and ask God for guidance. And she said, in your darkest hours, you've got to get on your knees and ask the Lord for guidance. And so when I really totally committed my life to Jesus was when I was taking over the business schools, and the primary owner died, and so I had to pick those schools up and try to make them successful, and I hadn't had a lot of experience with bankers and, you know, and that type thing, and so I was really struggling, and so I was near bankruptcy, and at the time I was staying in and living in Raleigh, North Carolina. And I had schools all over the state in Greensboro, Raleigh, Durham, Concord. And I called on these professional men. It was the senior member of this group was an attorney. And there was two CPAs. And I brought my financial information. I wanted them to tell me, give me some advice on what I should do to make this business work. Because I wasn't a college graduate. I did not have an expertise. I thought I was a pretty good salesman, and I still believe I am. But I was not an accountant. I was not a lawyer. And that's the reason I called these guys together. I remember it cost me $500 for this meeting. And back in the day, that was pretty expensive. And they told me, they looked over my financial statements and told me that basically that I was really in trouble. And their recommendation was I just bankrupt it. Bankrupt the schools. And I just, you know, it crushed me. And so I'll never forget when I was leaving their office and I was walking down the hall and the senior member, the lawyer, he was a tall guy, white-headed, very distinguished, was walking and he put his arm around my shoulder. And he walked me to the elevator. And he pushed the button. The elevator came and it opened. And when I walked on the elevator, he told me, he said, "George, you need to get a job somewhere. This business is going to fail. You don't have a prayer."
Ooh.
The elevator door closed, and I almost collapsed. I started crying, and I remember getting in the car, and I was driving back to Raleigh from Durham, and it was on the interstate, and I was just bawling. I couldn't believe it. I just lost control, and I had so much, and the sun was shining. And it was bright and through the windshield, and I had water in my eyes, and I couldn't half see, so I had to pull off side the road. And when I did, I said, "God, I can't do this. I need your help, Lord." And so I just begged Jesus to help me work through this. Just, "God, if you help me, I will support you. I will do everything I can to honor you the rest of my life." And so, really, at that moment, I felt like that God had put his hand on me. And I recall when I got to Raleigh, and normally I wasn't taking calls because I couldn't pay the bills at the time. And there was just something inside me. I changed my whole approach, and it started that same day. My assistant told me, said, "Mr. Shin, you've got a call from the president of Southwestern Publishing Company, which published the majority of our books." And I had ordered books for our next start date, and he called to say that he couldn't. He's going to send them COD, which means I had to pay cash when the books come, or I can't get the books. And I didn't have the cash. And I was telling him that, "Just please help me." I said, "I've got this thing at a point that I can make it work, but I need your help." And now, I understand I've been dodging his calls before. This time I talked to him. And he asked me, he said, "George, can you send me a check?" I said, "Yes, sir. I'll send you a check today for what I can afford." And you know, and I sent him a check. Now, this is no joke. I sent him a check for $1. And the next, well, not the next day, whenever he got the check, which was a couple of days, he called me and kind of chastised me a little bit for sending him just a dollar. And I told him, I said, "I told you I'd send you what I could afford." And he had already sent me the books. The point I'm getting at, I would not have done that had I not asked Jesus to be with me. It's just a situation that he was always there at my darkest hours, the time that I needed. And it seemed like that the decisions I made was something I normally wouldn't have made.
Like what?
But, well, I would have dodged the call. I would have tried to get by that way, which the Lord was teaching me that's the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
Confront your people, work it out, use good judgment, be fair, and things can work. And so that it just flipped my attitude. You know, we can change our attitude like walking in a room, a dark room, and when you flip the light switch,
mm-hmm.
light comes.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing. All you got to do is flip the switch, trust in the Lord, and he will guide you. He will shine a light into your path, but you've got to walk the walk. It's just like Mom told me, put God first. God will shine the light. Mm-hmm. But you got to work. You got to do your part. And so, you know, I was just trying to use good judgment. And I'd been going to Sunday school. My mom always motivated me to go to church. And I knew a lot of Bible verses and things that helped me. But, you know, that particular point, that after that happened, this brilliant lawyer told an old country boy that he didn't have a prayer. You know, Rhett, that's all I had.
You know, George, I have lived long enough to see this, that I had a man once tell me when I was in my early 20s that I'd never be a country singer, that I was tone deaf or something like that. A couple of years later, I had a song submitted to Kenny Rogers' publisher, which they signed, and I was asked to enter a songwriting contest with Billboard magazine. I did not win because of my song, but they gave me a free category, so I checked off vocal, and I won first place vocalist in Nashville's Music City Song Festival. I said, I'll believe it when the check comes. I've learned, I tell people all the time, very rarely will somebody say never. You'll never do that. Well, there's a law in this universe. When somebody says never, jump up and down, for your salvation cometh near. The Lord loves to help people like you. When this guy said, you haven't got a prayer, it was defiant of what your mother said. At your darkest hours, George, and you're going to have them, she said, get down on your knees and pray to Jesus.
That's right. That's absolutely right.
And you had the victory. You and Jesus together, your team.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, whenever I make, I do a lot of public speaking and speaking in churches and whatever, and I always, I use a combination of things, but one is that I partnered with Jesus. And if you partner with the Lord, you better think big. And so that was, when I was trying to get to Hornets for Charlotte, it was a situation that nobody gave me a chance. It was, it reminded me a lot of the white-headed lawyer that told me I didn't have a prayer.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.